I only had two options, adapt or die. Figuratively speaking, of course. I don't mean fastidiously learning Thai or walking up a tall building. I mean lowering the spending or setting the date for a return flight. And that's not happening. So I chose to adapt. Within reason, of course. I got my priorities in order. The amenity-filled condo falls under the luxury category. So does air conditioning, the gym, health insurance, eating well, hygiene, outsourced laundry, 5G, the broken phone screen repair after the final blue with the ex. These are things I can live without. What I can't live without are the essentials, alcohol, cigarettes, and pussy. And now I'm strenuously aware of every baht I spend. These things ain't as cheap as I remember them being. But again, I'm adapting, surviving Darwinism at its finest. So I'm taking good advice from people I previously scoffed at to heart. You know, get drunk at home on Chang first, then go out. Buy black market cigarettes made by five-year-old Cambodians. Take the cheapest girls on the beach, rejected by anyone with common decency. Scroll-free Wi-Fi looking for free bars, serving free food to load my carbs. These savings are all small, but the scams, they're the real fucking deal. When I go out with mates now, I forget my wallet on purpose. It's already starting to wear thin, but fuck it. I used to buy everyone drinks on the regular when I was cashed up. Convenient, they all forget that fact now. Take girls home from discos and in the morning turn into a proper Daniel Day-Lewis. Really? I didn't know it was that type of deal. What kind of guy do you take me for? He'll thank the bloody academy later. If the friends aren't answering, I'll head to clubs and become plus ones of the plus ones. It's staggering how many Wayne Cares pay to get their bar finds friends drunk. So why not take advantage of the lonely wing sluts still on the job? The pricks always say something. Whisper in the ear of their bitch for the night. I see their eyes roll at the obligatory handshake as I drink their whiskey in their clock. My sweet grin making a mockery of the knowledge they'll do nothing about it. You numpties travelled halfway around the world to pay for another lad's booze and gash. While I'm at it, I'll pocket his smokes while he goes to the pisser. Act all bewildered about it when asked. I'm now spending nearly the same amount in a month as I did in a day when I arrived here. Want to talk about survival of the fittest? I'm the fucking lion. I met a guy named Mike, who introduced me to Yabar. It's like meth but cheap. Costs fuck all per tablet, lasts half a day and makes you horny as shite. Still drinking though. Tried turkey, but that's more dangerous than the drinking. A steady slug of Sangsum keeps the shakes at bay. As for when I get sick, I can't afford a hospital, so I stay in bed, drinking whatever keeps me numb, vomiting whatever own feeds me while I listen to her verbal bullshit. I live in a room now, she's born again, recovered, and HIV positive. Lessons are always best learned, never. I think she's got this fantasy I'll return the kindness and save her once I'm back on my feet. With my non-existent stash of white man money, and she has the audacity to call me a fool. Mike's got a plan to score big. 10,000 Yaba pills from a Burmese guy. We sell them, split the cut, and I'm back in the game. All I need is the buy-in. So I'm going to pocket Om's phone when she's asleep, sell it and get my ticket to freedom. The yearly budget sorted in one swoop. Fucking golden. Despite the horizon looking rainbow, alarm bells are ringing and I can't pinpoint it. The deal's a scam. Mike's gone too far off the deep end, or Om's going to make me regret ripping her off. She knows people so fucked they make me look proper choir boyish. Probably not a good enemy to make. Or maybe, just maybe, it's telling me to pack up and go home. Admit defeat. Go crawling back to mum and dad. Back to whatever life I left behind. Oh shit, there's that anxiety creeping again. And I know what most of you are thinking. I'm a lost cause. Long gone. Do not resuscitate. I've gone so hard here, I've even got the wankers raising their nose at me. The ultimate fuck up. Destined for failure from the get-go. Look, whatever makes you sleep better, love. And don't get too comfortable yourself either, mate. Because remember, I was once like you. And misery bloody loves company. So go on, broof. Pack your bags, sell your car, sell your sofa. Hell, sell your dog if you've got one. Thailand. Oh, here you fucking come.